days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
What's going on, everybody? This is the man, the myth, the legend, Kelvin T, a.k.a. Big Papa. And welcome to the Back in the Day podcast. Now, here comes part four of the Marriage God Design Retreat that we went on in 2024, okay? Part number four. We're going to start off the show with a classic throwback from Jeffrey Osborne. And then we're going to go into a teaching excerpt from Dr. Nancy Murphy. And then I'm going to share an excerpt from one of the sessions that we had where a very good friend of mine, Daryl Banks, a.k.a. DJ Big Woo, and his lovely wife, Sherry Banks, shared what they had been going through for the past couple of months. It's really powerful. And what it did, it really opened up the gates, the floodgates, for everyone to feel like they could be open and vulnerable. And that's the purpose of the marriage retreat, to be open, to be healed, to be vulnerable, to be in a safe space where you can express how you feel and what you're going through. So buckle up and get ready, man. It's going to be a good one. Let's hop in that deuce in the quarter and let's take a ride. To Back in the Day, Marriage God Design Chicago 2024 Marriage Retreat, Matters of the Heart. Let's go. Now here's Jeffrey Osborne with We Both Deserve Each Other's Love.
You're just as sweet as peaches and cream.
You're as sweet as peaches and cream.
You must have stepped right out of my dream. 'Cause you and I were meant to be.
Deserve it. begin by looking at Malachi. In the book of Malachi, God is complaining against his people because they have wandered away from him. They have taken a detour from God's plan for their lives. One of God's complaints is found in chapter 2, verse 13 and 14. And here's why we need the word of God, because everything that we need, like we've already said, is where? In the word. Anytime I heard a pastor say before that anytime like a washing machine or anything gets broken, you look at what? The manufacturer's manual, right? So what's the manufacturer manual for us? You gotta read it. You gotta get in that thing. You gotta see what's yours, what belongs to you, what's your right. This is another thing you do. You cover the altar of the Lord with tears, with weeping, and with groaning, because he no longer regards the offerings or accepts it with favor from your hand. Yet you say, for what reason? Because the Lord has been a witness between you and the wife of your youth, against whom you have dealt treacherously, though she is your companion and your wife by covenant. Did you catch that? The passage specifically identifies marriage as a covenant. The term covenant used to be regularly attached to the concept of marriage. The word has gotten lost in our contemporary language. But it is, and here is why, when you leave here, you're being sent out to be a representative of the kingdom of the covenant of marriage.
Yeah, you see.
The word has gotten lost in our contemporary language, but it is the biblical description of marriage used throughout the scripture. The problems come when we don't realize that the marriage is a covenant, nor do we know what a covenant is. Because if we do not know what a covenant is, then we do not know what we are supposed to have, develop, or protect over time. Here we go. The problems come when we don't realize, let me talk about that, Charles, when we don't realize what we have. Because if we do not know what a covenant is, then we do not know what we are supposed to have, what we are supposed to develop, or what we are supposed to protect over time. It's like trying to hit the bullseye without a target. For most people, a covenant is simply some sort of formal contractual arrangement. While this is true about the nature of a covenant is also much more than that. In the Bible, a covenant is a spiritually binding relationship between God and his people, inclusive of certain agreements, conditions, benefits, and effects. Good God Almighty. Whenever God wanted to formalize his relationship with his people, he would establish a covenant. Marriage is another form of a covenant that God has established. What we are going to do throughout this and the remaining chapters is to delve deeper into the purpose and practical aspects of marriage, as well as the three fundamental facets that make up a covenant: transcendence, hierarchy, and ethics. Now, your homework for tonight.
Wait a minute. Did she just say homework? Really, Dr. Nancy? Okay, we got homework.
Let's look up those three words. Transcendence, hierarchy, and ethics. And tomorrow, what we will do is break that down and deal with that as it relates to our marriage. So y'all not just, like we've already said, and the Lord spoke before I could even say it, y'all not just care about half this thing. We're here on assignment. Y'all taking back homework assignment. Y'all taking back a charge, right? Y'all taking back a responsibility. When I say transcendence,
hierarchy. And let me tell you, Dr. Nancy don't play about her books and her material. Listen to this part.
If you are not going to take this book and these tools that you all have gained and have gotten, if you're not going to take them home and use them, or if you're not going to take everything in that God has downloaded into you over the next couple of days, give me my stuff back.
So
good money in these books. Good money.
I hear you, Dr. Nancy. If you're not going to use our stuff, then give it back. But you see, that's what they do. Pastor Martiz and Dr. Nancy have a vested interest in your marriage. So the materials, the books that she gives out, are to help enhance your marriage, all right? Here's Minnie Ripperton with Memory Lane, here in the Back in the Day podcast. You remember when you first met your spouse before they were your spouse?
I stumbled on this photograph. It kind of made me laugh. It took me way back, back down memory lane. I see the happiness. I see the pain. Where am I? Back down memory lane. I see us standing there. Such a happy, happy pair. Love beyond compare. Look at there. Look at there. The way you held me, no one could tell me that love would die. Oh, why did I have to find this photograph? I thought I had forgot the past, but now I'm slipping fast.
Like I mentioned earlier about Daryl and Sherry, but also there was a word from Bishop Battles to Daryl and Sherry, which was really powerful. And again, what it did, it opened the floodgates for others to start to share what was really on their heart. So as a sign of respect, I did get permission from Daryl, and he said it was okay if I share this. And it just shows that men are not always hard, but there is a soft side and a vulnerable side to men. Buckle up and take a listen.
Daryl, what you got to say? You look like you got something else you need to say.
He's here.
What did he say?
I just want to apologize, y'all, for being emotional.
Why you apologize?
Apologize for what?
No,
because, you know, because I was ready to leave my wife. And I'm not ashamed of it. She said some things to me, I've said some things to her. But it's by design we stay together.
That's right.
He probably was over there crying, wiping
little
kids, didn't know
everybody
else around.
Everybody
else. God used what you said to open up something. Yeah. Yeah. So we can be healed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you already in the ministry. Mm-hmm. You get started with marriage, God, Suzanne.
Just shirt him up and send him on out.
Amen. I pray that you all got something out of the session this morning. And again.
Now, Brother
Darryl. Yeah, there you go.
Says you can do what I called you to do.
Can I say something with y'all?
Because you've been running.
Uh-oh.
When the Lord has wanted you to deal.
Uh-oh.
The Lord wants you to deal with your first assignment, which was rejection. And so now the Lord says, now you can complete what I called you to do. I don't know what you do in the church, not my concern. But accept your calling.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord has been dealing with you for years. Years. Almost the last 6 or 7 years the Lord has been dealing with you. And you've come up with every excuse. You've come up with every distraction to try to avoid it. But the Lord is healing your heart. He's healing your heart so that you can fulfill your assignment. And your wife is going to work right by your side because you're called too. And you're called to cover him. So live. And I want to speak to any medical condition, and I want to cancel it. Because you will live.
Work.
Your pressure's going to come down. And you will live. Stop stressing yourself out. You got a room full of brothers.
Come on now.
And you got a room. I learned that just in less than 24 hours to be here. A room full of brothers, a room full of sisters is going to be there.
Yeah.
To assist. We're going to joke, we're going to laugh, we're going to cry together.
Mm-hmm.
You started crying, I started snapping. Mm-hmm. So, Lord, somebody here needs some tissue. But may the Lord bless you. But walk in your calling. Don't be afraid of it. You've seen so much disruption in the church. To where you don't want to be like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so you'd rather stay away.
Yeah.
You'd rather do exactly what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But Leah, everything you do, the Lord leads you, the Lord puts you in positions to minister.
That's right.
Whether it's DJing, whether it's doing this, whether you got a cup in your hand or a cigar in the next.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord says, I'm going to take your entire life and I'm going to change it. Because you got a work to do. And the scripture says, you shall not die, but live.
And declare
the Lord. And sister, don't you get slighted because you got an assignment too. You got an assignment too. And you've learned to hide your assignment with your emotions, so you go the other way. This is why you're not as clingy as he. But the Lord says, y'all are equally yoked. Sometimes he got to attract opposites to make it positive. So live and be made whole.
Let's go home.
Is it time to eat?
And I will hopefully.
Hold on. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I will openly apologize because it was my responsibility to get closer to you. You know, we talked, you know, I call you, you gonna answer my call no matter what. I don't care what time of night it is. If Sherry laying there, half naked, you gonna do what you need to do and pick up the phone. But it was my responsibility to connect more with you. And I dropped the ball. You know, we all drop balls. So on that note, I apologize for dropping the ball, but I'm gonna say to everybody else that's in here, if you got some balls that you dropped, pick them up. All right.
Pick them up.
Can I say something? Okay, they're expounding on what we've been going through lately. The whole time we was going through, God told me to shut up. Give it to him. And I did. That's unusual for me. I'm going to tell you what I feel when I feel it. Mm-hmm. But he was going through. I felt what he was going through. And he kept saying to me, why won't you leave me? Why? I said, God, please. I can't do it no more. I can't. But he gave me grace with him.
Yeah.
He gave me the feelings that I always knew I always loved. But I said, why can't he accept that? And he told me. He told me why. And once he gave it to me, I shut up. I said, you got to give it to him. And as far as what he's saying about running, I'm sick of him running because I'm suffering with him. Do you understand that? Not just him suffers, I suffer. I don't care where we go, what we do, people are drawn to this man.
Yes, they are.
They are drawn to him. I hate it because I'm an introvert. I told you I'm alone. But like he said, if he rocking, I'm rolling. That's what we do. Our kids see it. We have people that we have. I've raised so many kids, it's ridiculous. I only gave birth to 4 kids. But we have so many people that call us, see us. I don't care where we go, what we do, they are drawn to us. And I try to get away from being a mother, but it seems like I cannot. I mother to other people's kids. I mother to my grandkids. But I'm tired of him running. I'm tired of running. I told him, I said, one day I said to him, I said, Darren, your butt hurt? He said, why you say that? I said, that fence you straddling should be hurting real hard right now. I said, I'm tired of you straddling the fence. We can go somewhere and they'll say, but Pastor, come on up in the front. And we looking around, like, who are you talking to? I said, he's talking to you.
He has a pastor's heart.
And I don't, when I first met him, I really did not want to talk to him for that specific reason. For some reason, unfortunately, I have that discernment when it comes to people. And I saw it in him. I saw it in him when I first met. I said, oh, Lord, no, I ain't got time. I ain't going to be able to do this one. He said, oh, you going to do it. And when I tell you I wanted to throw in the towel, I wanted to throw in the towel. But he said, you can't. I need you to stand 10 toes down with him. And that's what I did.
And God will take us through those seasons.
Yeah.
He'll take us through those seasons where he'll just simply want us to shut up and endure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Just shut up and
endure. It was the shutting up part I had a problem with. And I'm like, why I got to shut up? Why he can't shut up?
Because y'all had to get to the garage.
Yeah. Oh, and the devil fought. When I tell you, we have been going through this year. He started with me first. Then it worked into the marriage. It started with me first. I've been working a job for 29 years out the blue. You know, you lose your job, start a crumb. Job, finances. But I kept going. My kid said to me, Mom, you 54 years old. You getting up and get you another. Yes, ma'am. That's what you do. I may fall down, but I'm going to get back up.
Yeah.
And I taught my kids that. I stood, when me and Daryl was going through, they was like, why is you, these are his kids. Mama, why are you staying with my dad? Because I love your dad. They said, I don't know if I can do it. I said, because you got to have some love in your heart for somebody.
That's right.
You, and nobody is perfect, and I get that. You're going to like him some days. You're not going to like him. We go through that.
Oh, that's the truth.
But one thing for sure, like I said, if you rocking, I'm broke. And that's real. But when you're in a relationship, you're going to go through some things. That's what's going to make you stronger. You ain't going to be in love all the time. You just not. And if you are, I'm running from you because something ain't right.
Something wrong. And that's why I tell people all the time, I love him. I don't like him every day.
Exactly.
And y'all can be okay, but there's nothing wrong with that. You not don't like him every day, man. We, as long as you love each other. And I always tell you, couples, have something in that back pocket that's going to remind you of why you love.
Again, I want to thank Daryl and Sherry for their vulnerability and allowing me to share part of our session that morning. Wow. Let's get back into the music. Here's Heatwave with Mind-Blowing Decisions here in the Back in the Day podcast. Marriage can't be mind-blowing. Trust me. Hey.
Oh, myself, I'd give plenty time to all these decisions lying in my mind. Holding hands or put my arms around her waist, neither one of these two will I try and face. Taking my time to work the problem out, yet trying to convince her that there is no need for doubt.
My decision causes head-on collision. Mind-blowing decision causes head-on collision.
So I tell myself again to think deep within, and remember when we first met, we were only friends. Throw a kiss or try to taste her tender lips. Will these be the factors that will make our life a trip? But just in case things don't settle well with her, I'll say that I'm sorry and keep hoping for the best. How to go? Is she mine? I want to know. So don't think you know.
My side,
how to go?
This
is she mine? I want to know.
Causes head on collision.
Here comes the next couple that I interviewed. Great, great couple. I really love them. Here are the Hendersons, but I will let them introduce themselves. Here we go.
Speaking to the Hendersons, Antonio and Jolanda.
And how long have you all been married?
We've been together 25 years, and we've been married for 20.
Okay, y'all got some skin in the game.
Yeah. A little bit.
I don't know.
We still call it puppy love.
Nothing wrong with that. I ain't mad at you.
So this is your second year attending the retreat?
Yes, our second.
So what are you looking forward to out of your time here?
I'm basically this year, I just want God to speak to me. And when he tell me to move and not when Boone want to move, when Boone want to say. So this year, I'm here to listen to what he wants to tell me, when to do it and how to do it, and move myself out the way to make myself more stronger in my marriage when it comes to that.
I believe that a lot of time, that especially when you be in a relationship for a longer period of time like us, that we forget why we got married.
Yeah.
And me and my wife have a thing that we do that on the weekends we're single. And we call each other single on the weekends because we say that we are dating each other again to go back for what made us fall in love. So every day, every Friday through Sunday, we always tell each other, tease each other, and tell other people, hey, I can't get her no ice. I can't get her no water. I can't get him no pop because we're dating.
Right.
You have to take me out.
Really?
Go back to what made you fall in love and the things that excite you because we've been together a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
And you got to get back from whence you came. You got to go back to what make you come and fall in love the first time.
Right.
And if you don't forget that, I think that, and keep God in part of your marriage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Serious. But when we first started doing this, my husband thought I was crazy. When I first, I was like, we're going to date again.
Yeah.
And so I would tell him, you know, we'll go to the restaurant. I go in first, or he'll come in, sit at a table. And then, you know, he walked past and be like, are you here alone? And I'd be like, yes, you know, and then he was like, well, can I, you know, yeah, sit down? You know, the first time he did, he sent a drink over.
Oh,
and
okay.
The lady was you know, this is from a gentleman over here. And I was like,
wow.
Oh, okay. I'm looking like, oh, okay. I was like, okay. So that's how we started the date.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So weekends come Friday, we're not considered married. Mm-hmm. And do the things that when you first start dating.
Okay, so I know we went off script a little bit with that interview, but hey, that's a great idea for couples to do, to go out and act like you're single and meeting each other for the very first time. What would you like to say to Martise and Nancy?
I would like to basically ask God to continue to encourage them and be not weary and well doing. What they are doing is what their motto is and what they designed this retreat to be.
I would first like to say I thank them for having the vision to continue to do this, because this requires some warfare.
Amen, amen.
I'm really excited because me and Martise are childhood friends. We stayed next door to each other for years, you know, when he would come for the summers and stuff with his grandmother, because that's why, you know, we stayed next door to his grandmother. I'm really excited to see where God has done in his life and continuing to do with his life, and then gave him, you know, somebody that he can continue to do with and believe in him, and they have that same vision. So I thank God, you know, for them. We have these two that has been through something, and they can testify with what they align their word with. So it's not somebody that is just standing before us, or, you know, bringing somebody before us that don't know what it looks like to have to go to warfare for your marriage.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what I like, and I thank God for them, and I you know, ask that God continue to give them the strength to keep going, because this requires some strength. So I ask God to continue to do that, but yeah, I'm thankful for that.
Hey, I want to thank Antonio and Booney for their input in the interview. I really appreciate you guys. Can't wait to see you guys real soon. And again, at the retreat next year, 2025, we will be in the building. So the first song they wanted to hear was Simply Beautiful, done by Maxwell. And the second one was Let Us See, featuring PJ Morton. Anything For You. I love that song.
If I gave you my love,
tell you what I do. I'd expect a whole lot of love out of you. You got to be good to me, babe. Gonna be good to you. There's a whole lot of things you and I can do.
There's joy each day. What a blessing. I'm waking up next to you. Your kisses are a sweet surprise. Still can't believe you're in my life. The impossible is possible because of you. I will love you.
Well,
someone as special as you. It's hard to believe, like a wonder I'm me, having you with me. I will do the things I need to do, whatever it takes to prove to you that I'm never leaving your side. You never have to question, just know I will. Yeah.
I will do anything,
for you. And you are my life.
What means us to
never know.
You will never know
how far my love will go. All the sacrifices you made to change my life.
You mean too much to me.
I wish that you could see all the joy.
Right, the next couple we have coming up, they are our fitness gurus. Please introduce yourselves.
John.
And Kim.
Feels. Yes.
Now, how long have you all been married?
Over 2 years.
Over 2 years.
Okay,
you guys still kind of newbies.
Yes, sir.
Now, the way they act and flow, you couldn't tell they've only been married for a couple of years. Do you all have any children?
Two, girl and a boy.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this being your second time attending the retreat, what are you most looking forward to getting out of your time here this year?
I think what's important to us was our growth and meeting new people and help them plow through some of their marriage difficulties.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely think the meeting people and just having people around you as a support system is important from this. And we've expected that and have seen that, but also just to learn. Like you can never stop learning for yourself through whether it be other people's experiences or you're just in a conversation. Like I think learning never stops in marriage.
So tell me a little bit about your ministry.
Yeah, so our ministry is Fit for the Kingdom 365, but we also like to say it's a brand, it's a message, it's a lifestyle, it's all of those things. It's founded on Luke 9 and 62 that just reminds us of how we remain fit for the work in the kingdom of God. And that in our ministry, we believe that that's important spiritually, mentally, and physically, like being a holistic, available vessel for God to be able to use. And whatever capacity he uses us in those three areas, we focus on.
Yeah, because we both like outreach. We like working outside of four walls of the church and reaching the community. And also we do homeless mission as well, going out feeding the homeless. So, you know, God has just given us a dream, a vision, and we're just running with it. We're definitely on an assignment and to stay fit.
So how would someone get in contact with you about your ministry?
Yeah, we're on all social media outlets, primarily Facebook and YouTube, right by the name FIT, the number four, the kingdom, 365. But as well, our website is www.fitforthekingdom365.org.
So what would you like to say to Martise and Nancy on this occasion?
I just want to thank the both of them for following their vision for Marriage by God Design. And I believe that they're leaving a tremendous impact on people's lives. So I just want to thank them for the invite, for being here. And I just learned so much, you know, coming the last 2 years. I love growth. And to me that marriage, it matters, and how it has impacted my life, you know, as well as my wife's life.
Yeah. I second that. Like, I think it's thanks, but I also say God is pleased that they remain obedient to the call that he's put on their lives. Like, I think it's one thing for us to be grateful, but it's another thing for them to be available, to be used by God. And I think a lot of times we can get lost, like, in what we do in this life, and forget who we are truly accountable to, because we're not accountable even to each other, but we're accountable to God for the call that he's placed on our life. And so I thank them, but I also extend God's speed upon their life that they can remain obedient to the call.
So let me tell you about this couple. They have a workout session called Morning Glory. And last year, the cabin that we had, the couples were under a cover, the covered part of the deck. They were so dedicated to the cause that they stood in the rain for about 40 minutes. And we worked out. This year's workout was really good also. There was no rain. It's a little chilly. But we got out there and they worked us for about 40, 45 minutes, 2 days in a row. Great couple. Great couple. I love them. Now, the songs they picked were pretty interesting. Kim said she can go from gospel to trap music in a heartbeat. I was like, okay, Kim, I hear you. So she picked Dilemma with Nelly featuring Kelly Rowland. And John said he's a big Kim fan. Now, he didn't give me a specific song from Kim, but I got you, John. I got you. I got the perfect one.
Even when I'm with my boo, oh, you know. all out and you looking. I never say a word. I know how thought I can trip and I heard about the girl. There's no way, hey, I lick off fight over no day. As you can see, but I like your steez, your style, your whole demeanor, the way you come through and holler and swoop me in his two seat. Now that's gangsta, and I got special ways to thank you. But don't you forget it, but it ain't that easy for you to back up and leave him. But you and Dirty got ties for different reasons. I respect that. And right before I turned to leave, she said,
you don't know what you've been to me. About the day I got wrapped around your finger, I think about us. The sun was shining on you, the Lord was smiling on me, and love was calling us. I had my mind made up, and I can't stop loving you. I can't help myself, and I can't get over you. No matter what I tell myself, thought I'd ever love anyone else. In my weakness, I think about us. And I think about the day you left without speaking. I think about us. I think about the love we had for our children. I think about us, babe. I think about the way we laugh without a reason. I think about us, girl, yeah. There will be no more lies. Somebody tell me why I feel like I'm dying. Lord, what's come over me? Ooh, baby, can't you see that I can't stop loving you? I can't stop loving you. I can't you, help girl. Myself. Me. And I can't. I don't know why I think about us. I think about us. I think about us.
What am I gonna do, babe? I think about the love we had. I think about the way you laugh, girl. Hey, I can't get over. Can't stop loving you, yeah. Can't get over you. I can't stop missing you, girl. I can't stop feeling you, girl. I can't stop thinking about you. I can't stop dreaming about you. I can't stop loving you.
Well, we've come to the end of another episode, another epic episode. But thanks again to Daryl and Sherry, Antonio and Booney, John and Kim. Thank you all so much. I really appreciate everything you've done to help this episode be a success. And yes, there will be a part five. And on that episode, I have a very, very special guest that I will be interviewing. Do you want to know who it is? Well, you have to wait till next time and tune in, all right? This has been the Back in the Day podcast, and I am your host, Big Papa. Thank you so much for supporting my podcast. I really appreciate it and all of you. And in closing, as usual, love God, love yourself, and spread love, because this world needs love more now than ever before. And until next time, peace and head grease. And always remember, back in the day was all that. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid.